Besser News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Russian and U.S. negotiators discussed the expiration of the last remaining nuclear arms pact between the two countries and agreed on the need to quickly launch new arms control talks. Correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
Representatives have agreed on the need to quickly launch new arms control talks. The new START, or Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, expired on Thursday. It leaves no caps on the two largest atomic arsenals for the first time in more than half a century, fueling fears of an unconstrained nuclear arms race. Russian President Vladimir Putin has declared his readiness to stick to the treaty's limits for another year, if Washington follows suit. But U.S. President Donald Trump has ignored the offer and argues he wants China to be a part of a new pact, which Beijing has rebuffed. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
The Justice Department says a key participant in the deadly 2012 attack on the U.S. compound in Benghazi, Libya, has been taken into custody and will be prosecuted in connection with a rampage that killed four Americans. FBI Director Kash Patel says this capture sends the world a message.
If you kill an American citizen in an act of terrorism, we will hunt you down. We will bring you to justice, and you will face justice here in America, not in another court and not in any other proceeding around the world, but here. You killed our own, so we are going to take it to the streets to make sure you are held accountable.
Zubair al-Bakoush was identified by officials Friday as a member of an extremist militia in Libya. A recovery day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 1,206 points. The Nasdaq rose 490, with the S&P 500 advancing by 133. This is SRN News. J.K. Rowling is getting the last laugh, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The author of the Harry Potter books has been campaigning against transgenderism for years and has been vilified for it. But with the jury award of $2 million to a New York woman who regrets her sex change operation, Rowling says the tide has turned. Writing on X, she says, quote, "This will go down in history as one of the worst medical scandals of all time. Adults sold troubled young people the idea that all of their trauma would be resolved by removing healthy body parts." Michael Harrington reporting.
Religious persecution is an underreported aspect of the Russia-Ukraine war. International Christian Concern points out that amidst the fighting, Christ followers have been caught in the crosshairs as stories of the Russian government mistreating Protestant Christians and Ukraine restricting the Ukrainian Orthodox Church have been reported. This is SRN News. Bitcoin has taken a serious hit.
The price of Bitcoin has continued its month-long slide, even after the White House hosted banks and cryptocurrency companies this week, seeking common ground on pending legislation that would regulate stablecoins. Bitcoin dipped below $64,000 and has lost nearly half of its value since October 6, when it hit a record high of over $126,000. After Trump's 2024 election win, Bitcoin prices chugged even higher, as Trump strongly backed cryptocurrencies. Those gains have now been erased. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Bitcoin rose back above $70,000 today to halt its weeks-long plunge, at least for now. More details available at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.